On October 22, 2021, an old man showed up at the opening ceremony of the 11th China's National Paralympic Games. Standing firm with double prosthesis, the man held the Chinese national flag in his hands and pronounced, "As long as we have dreams, there's no peak that's too high to reach." Touched by this scene, viewers watching the ceremony later learned that the national flag held by the old man once accompanied him throughout his journey of climbing the world's highest summit, Mount Chumalungma, in 2018.
I am Xia Boyu. I'm 72 years old, and I love mountaineering.
This is Xia Boyu, a double amputee mountaineer. At the age of 69, he became the first person in China to have climbed Mount Chumalungma and scaled the summit with amputated legs. Injured by frostbite on Chumalungma more than 40 years ago, Xia had never given up his dream of reaching the highest peak on the planet.
To me, the most important thing is to face the challenges and uphold my dream. In fact, it is also the most difficult thing to stick to. But I believe that as long as we work hard towards it, we can all make our dreams come true.
In this episode of Footprints, we'll tell Xia Boyu's story of mountain climbing and dream chasing, and how his optimistic spirit and mental strength carried him forward through the ups and downs in life. Stay tuned.
You've been listening to Footprints.
Xia Boyu was born in the city of Chongqing, southwest China in 1949, the year when the People's Republic of China was founded. His family then moved to Qinghai Province in the northwest region of China, where he received athletic training, hoping to become a soccer player. It was out of an accidental opportunity in 1974 that he signed up and became a member of the Chinese mountaineering team.
In fact, I was a soccer player at that time, and I had no clue about mountaineering at all. I didn't even know that there was a national mountaineering team in China. To me, the Himalayas, or Mount Chumalungma, was merely a geological location that I learned about in textbooks, and the height of 8,848 meters was simply just a string of numbers. So mountaineering wasn't really my thing back then. And out of a coincidence, I learned that we could get a free physical examination by joining the mountaineering team. So I signed up for it and was selected immediately. That's how I entered the world of mountaineering.
Originally trained to become a soccer player, Xia faced a big challenge when he joined the mountaineering team. But with courage and strong determination, he soon embraced his new career and managed to adjust quickly. About 1 year after he became a mountaineer, his team received the mission of scaling Mount Chumalungma.
In 1975, the central government assigned us the task of climbing Mount Chumalungma. However, mountaineering in 1975 was very different from that in the present in various aspects. Clothing, climbing equipment, weather forecast accuracy, oxygen supply, etc. These facilities we had then can't be compared with what we have now. But despite the difficult conditions, our team members were never scared off and moved forward bravely and trained harder. So even though everyone was under a lot of pressure, we were all determined to accomplish the tasks entrusted to us.
With strong faith, Xia Boyu marched out fearlessly with his team, but his first attempt of climbing was beset with hardships.
While we were up there, we tried several times to reach the summit, but were all blown down by strong wind. Only for once we got as high as 8,600 meters, but soon encountered a blizzard when we were preparing to reach the summit. Unlike nowadays, it was impossible to contact our base to report our status or to make phone calls with our family and other team members down the mountain. At that time, all we had were a radio telephone and an intercom, but they both ran out of power because the temperature was too low. So we totally lost contact with our base camp and didn't know what the weather would be like in the next few days, so we had to retreat.
Threatened by the heavy blizzard while cut off from the outside world, the mountaineering team had no choice but to return to their base camp. But no one could have foreseen the incident that was about to change Xiaobo Yu's life forever on the way down the mountain.
One night when we retreated back to 7,600 meters, a teammate of mine lost his sleeping bag and was suffering from fatigue. Well, I had a nickname in our team, which was the Vulcan Lord, because I could take a bath in cold water all year round and withstand coldness under many circumstances. So they joked that I had fire in me. So I didn't think much about it and gave my sleeping bag to my teammate. As a result, frostbite took away my feet.
Even until this day, Xia feels heartbroken for the loss of both feet that night. His altruism cost him both feet. It was a great sacrifice for a sport lover, as he would never be able to play soccer or any other kind of sports the way he used to.
For quite a while, it was really distressful for me to accept the fact that I would be thereafter different. I used to say that my life was inseparable from playing soccer, and never would I expect that these would all change the first time I went mountaineering. So back then I was thinking, if I would be given the opportunity to encounter this situation again, I would probably hesitate.
Even with all the twisted feelings and self-discouragement, Xia felt grateful that he did not have to face it all by himself. His family showed full support during his recovery and never gave up hope for rebuilding his life.
I was not married when the accident took place. I was really low during those days, and it seemed that I had fallen into an abyss. But my mother and younger brothers and sisters didn't complain. Neither did they blame me for the pain I had caused them. On the contrary, they had always given me encouragement and support. They said to me that I shouldn't give up on myself and that I must work harder for my future.
With continuous love and support from his family, Xia knew he could still have a bright future as long as he didn't give up on hope.
There had always been encouragement for me from my family. They also told me that my team leaders were figuring out ways to help me as well. "Don't worry about your work in the future," they said. "You've got us all behind you." So even though I realized that life in the future might be tough, I knew that I was not facing it alone and that I was taken good care of.
The saying goes, when one door shuts, another window opens. As Xia tried to reorient his life, a doctor came up with a medical treatment that proved to be crucial for his later success as a mountaineer.
At that time, I was confused about what I should do or how I would live in the future. It was all by chance that I was introduced to a prosthetics expert. After seeing my legs, he told me that after putting on prosthesis legs, not only could I live like a normal person, but that I could also climb mountains again. It was his words that inspired me to continue to pursue my dream, which was to climb Mount Chumulama again.
Being able to stand up and move around with his new feet gave him great courage and reignited his passion for sports and mountaineering. However, fate once again challenged his body and his will. In 1993, Xiaobo Yu was diagnosed with cancer. What's worse, in the following few years, he went through amputations on his lower legs, as well as multiple major operations. In the face of all the obstacles that might seem unimaginable to other people, Xiaobo Yu never gave up his dream of marching out onto Mount Chomolungma. After four failed attempts, he reached Mount Chomolungma on the 14th of May, 2018, at the age of 69. Later, he received the most votes globally to become the 2019 Laureus Sporting Moment of the Year winner. The honor brought his story to the whole world.
I lost my feet, then had the dream of climbing Mount Chumulama. All that had happened afterwards built me into a more confident and self-reliant person. I feel that my life in the past decades has been fulfilling, meaningful, and even wonderful. And eventually, my dream came true. So, as I now think back to that night where I gave up my sleeping bag, I do feel that my action had indeed changed my life in a complicated but good way.
Xia's optimism and perseverance ferried him across many ordeals in his life. But how did he turn from a soccer player to a double amputee climber? Stay tuned to find out.
You've been listening to Footprints.
When he first lost his feet in 1975, Xia Boyu, who was a 26-year-old young man back then, found it hard to accept the tragedy. This sentiment continued for a while, even after he had his prosthetic legs. As an athlete with a disability, he knew that there were much more adaptations to be made and trainings to be completed before he could carry on with his practice of mountaineering.
It was actually a very long process. When I first became a person with disability, I found it difficult to accept the reality. At the same time, there were unimaginable dangers and difficulties when I began to try and go mountaineering with prosthesis. For me, the feelings of stepping on pieces of stones or rugged mountain roads could be very different comparing with normal people, since my prosthesis cannot tell me whether the walking place is flat, or if the rocks are safe enough to step on, etc.
However, the physical adaptation was only step one. What was even harder for Xia to digest back then was to accept the differentiation of treatments he received from others. When he first returned to the world of mountaineering after recovery, there were inevitably staring eyes and misunderstandings that troubled him.
Once, I went on a trip with some friends. At one point, we needed to take the cable car, but the carriages moved really fast. My legs were not very flexible back then, so I failed to get on the cable car the first time. Then a staffer saw me and immediately came to stop me from getting on the next one. He simply told me that I was not allowed to do so, which made me very angry and sad.
Year by year, however, Xia noticed that there has been an awakening of consciousness and changing of attitudes in the Chinese society towards people with disabilities.
With the development of our society and the changing of perspectives, there are lesser inequalities shown to me, but more respect for my enjoyment of life without discrimination. Our country has also issued many policies and regulations to promote the rights of people with disabilities. And there are also many associations that are dedicated to helping us with our difficulties. I now often meet friends who are willing to take the initiative to help me. For example, when I went to take the cable car again a few years later, the staffer I met there was very nice. Noticing my conditions, he slowed the carriage down and held it until he made sure that I got on and sat down safely. And this was just a small part of the changes that I have seen.
He also believes that those that are disabled should never let go of the enjoyment of life due to their physical status, but rather stay confident and self-reliant.
In the past, people like me were reluctant to admit that we were disabled, but nowadays it doesn't really matter. In some instances, we don't even require help from others and could still live a life full of confidence and stay self-reliant. But sometimes people may not understand the situation when they come to give help. For example, when I sit down and stand up, or when I go upstairs, my legs may seem a little unstable. That's usually when people surround me with kindness and provide assistance like holding my arms, etc. But in fact, the reaction force from them will actually disturb my balance. So I often say to them that I'm very thankful for their kindness, but I can do it by myself.
In the meantime, Xia Bo Yu has also been encouraging other people with disabilities to go out more for exercise. This is not limited to the Paralympic sports category, but also for casual daily exercises such as shuttlecock kicking or jogging.
There is a blind friend of mine who also went up to Mount Chimulama earlier this year. Then there is another friend of mine who loves running but later lost one leg in a car accident. Even that didn't stop him from running. He once participated in a long-distance running event that started from Gansu province all the way to the Inner Mongolia Autonomous Region. I heard that he had to run 50 to 60 kilometers every day and eventually reached the destination 2 months later. Through his actions, he wants to tell people that although he lost a leg, it doesn't prevent him from doing what he loves. We might be physically disabled, but there is no big difference between us and normal folks on our journeys of self-discovery and self-transcendence.
The 72-year-old mountaineer has no intention of retirement after scaling Mount Chomolungma. Before we hear more about his plan of new expeditions across the globe, let's take a short break.
You've been listening to Footprints.
Taking mountaineering as his one and only hobby, Xia Bo Yu doesn't plan to retire even at the age of 72 years old.
There are many ways for people to relax and enjoy life after retirement. For example, playing the piano, painting, writing calligraphy, playing poker, playing mahjong, going fishing, and so on. As long as you think that the activity suits you and that it makes you happy, then that's the right sport for you. For me, mountaineering is, of course, my thing, and I want to participate in some more challenging sports in the future. Although I have scaled Mount Chimulama, I will continue to take mountaineering as my hobby and carry on with it.
Soon after his successful expedition to Earth's highest peak, Xia wrote down a list of the highest mountains across different continents that he would like to conquer, starting with Mount Elbrus in the Caucasus. In August 2019, he flew out with a team of mountaineers and some friends and successfully marched onto Mount Elbrus. 4 months later, he stepped out again towards Mount Aconcagua in Argentina, the tallest summit in South America. But this time, he was met with a hard nut to crack.
When I climbed Mount Aconcagua, I felt that I really underestimated my enemy because the mountain road was rough with a lot of gravel. It was very difficult for me to walk on. The crushed stone rubbed my prosthetic limb so hard, which often disturbed my balance and made me shake back and forth. At the same time, continuous rubbing pained my legs very much. The food on Mount Aconcagua wasn't exactly my favorite, but I didn't bring enough food of my own. Finally, we were only 200 meters away from the peak, but I was exhausted and couldn't walk any further.
Although giving up was sometimes the only choice, it was not the end of that journey for Xia Bo Yu.
I will definitely try again next time when I'm ready and better prepared. In fact, my state of mind remains the same for every mountain that I have climbed or am about to climb. And every time I encounter a new peak, it is also a new challenge for me. However, we should never underestimate the risks involved.
In 2020, the unexpected hit of the COVID-19 pandemic forced him to postpone his plan after he came back to China from Argentina. But his expedition continues. In order to maintain good physical strength for future mountaineering, Xia has been following a strict training schedule that he made for himself.
After all, I am in my 70s and my physical fitness and cardiorespiratory functions are all declining. In order to maintain my strength for as long as I can, I have been doing all types of physical training every day. I usually get up at 5 a.m. in the morning to start my training routine. That includes 1,500 squats with 10 kilogram weight, 100 pull-ups, 480 sit-ups, and 480 push-ups in total, as well as some other training for my muscles. After finishing all these exercises, I will ride a bike and climb the mountain at the Fragrant Hills Park in West Beijing, which is 20 kilometers away from my home. Then I will ride back home to take a rest.
With such intensive and harsh training, Xia hopes he'll always be ready for his next mountaineering trip. With that, we conclude this edition of Footprints. Special thanks to our reporter, Liu Yushan. I'm Tony Reed. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time.